Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. I'm going to talk this morning with Donald Lewis. He's an extension entomologist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Glad to talk to you.
Well, I wish we didn't have to visit about this particular topic, but, well, we do. The emerald ash borer has been making its way in different parts in Iowa, and recently, according to the folks at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, with a release they sent out, they've found for the first time some of those pests in Shelby and Mills counties here in our area, and that should be particularly alarming to us.
Well, it is. It's bad news, but it's an old story. The emerald ash borer has now been confirmed in 76 different counties in Iowa. So we've been down this road a lot of times since the first emerald ash borer was discovered in the opposite corner up in Allamaquee County back in 2010. So in the decade since we found our first one, we now have emerald ash borer in over three-fourths of the counties in the state. I want to add, though, that just because your county is infested, confirmed infestation, doesn't mean your tree has it. It does mean you are at risk. It means it is closer to you than it used to be, or at least we have confirmed it is closer than it used to be. But it doesn't mean it's your problem just yet. So on a case-by-case basis, on a tree-by-tree basis, we have to continue to do our monitoring, do our inspection, do our identification when we're deciding what we're going to do next.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know years ago a lot of communities had kind of taken the proactive step of dictating to their residents that you cannot plant ash trees anymore. What happens now? What happens next once these are discovered in a certain area?
You're right. We stopped planting ash trees partly because it was just such a bad idea, unless you needed a tree that was only going to live for a few years. You might have a reason, but they're hard to find. You would be hard-pressed to go to a nursery and say, I want to buy an ash tree. Left untreated, all the ash trees in the country, at least this side of the Rocky Mountains, all the ash trees will die. And the emerald ash borer is just that thorough in finding ash trees, infesting them, and within 3 to 5 years after the tree becomes infested, it will be dead. And we have watched that happen to now tens of millions and maybe hundreds of millions of ash trees from the Atlantic Ocean to Mills County, Iowa. Mm. That emerald ash borer is pretty widespread throughout the entire eastern one half of the United States. Actually, it's found all the way to Denver, Colorado, but it makes a big jump to get to that city. It's been found as far north as Minnesota. It's as far south as Texas. So when you think about, it's only been confirmed in the state of, in the United States since 2002. This is a beetle that has done very well at getting around the country, moving from one infested tree to the next one, but more importantly, moving from one infested tree in a load of firewood to the next one. So we have helped spread it around, and as it spreads around, it kills ash trees. The good news is trees can be protected, but by and large, the scenario is not good. Without protection, we will lose ash trees throughout the state.
Is it fair to say if one is found in a county, there are probably more than that?
This has been the question all along. We cannot prove the negative. We cannot prove you don't have it. We can prove when you do get it, but we can't prove if you don't have it. And that makes it difficult for homeowners to know what to do. Should I treat my tree because it's been found 30 miles away? Should I treat my tree when it's 15 miles away? We can't know the unknown, and this is very frustrating, but it's safe to assume it's probably in more places than we know about. But this beetle, the dead ash trees, they attract a lot of attention, and so we get pretty good reporting on where it is and when it is found.
Is the damage, does it come on pretty rapidly, or do we not notice it until it gets along pretty well and that things are established?
It's a bit of both. When the emerald ash borer attacks a tree, the beetles lay their eggs on the bark. Then the eggs hatch into very tiny larvae that chew through the bark and then live for a year between the bark and the wood. That layer is called the cambium layer. That's the growing layer of the tree. And as the larvae eat and live in that layer, they girdle the tree. It's like you took an axe and just cut a hole in the bark. That disrupts water movement up. It disrupts the food and nutrient movement down the tree. And that slowly then kills the tree. The second part of this story, though, is damage starts in the top. And if you have a beautiful 40 to 50 foot tall ash tree in your yard, you're probably not paying a lot of attention to the very top of the tree where the infestation will first appear as dead branches, dead stems. As the insect progresses through its life cycle in the tree, the damage moves further and further down, and when it becomes obvious on the low branches or when it becomes obvious in the trunk of the tree, it's too late to save that tree. So it is a difficult one to monitor. We pay very close attention to the tops of ash trees to make sure that top is alive and healthy, has leaves, and not a lot of dead stems sticking up.
You bet. So the emerald ash borer, is it just a death sentence for trees, or are there methods that we can use to help prevent this?
What we keep hoping is there will be some escapes. There will be ash trees that somehow have a resistance or a tolerance. We go back to our experience in the 1950s with the Dutch elm disease that killed nearly all the American elms in the state, in the country. But there were some that escaped, and we think that might happen with ash trees, but we're not seeing it. So once the emerald ash borer is in the tree, unless you take measures to protect that tree with insecticide, it's going to die in a matter of just a few years. The second part of that problem, though, is when an ash tree dies, it becomes very brittle, and the tree will fall down very quickly after it's dead. So when we talk about an individual ash tree, I have one in my yard, you have three options. One is you can do nothing. Nobody can make you take down the tree. Nobody can make you treat the tree. If you own the tree, it's up to you what you want to do. Your second option is you just say, I don't want to worry about this. So you take down the ash tree and you replace it with something else, anything else. As long as it's not one of the ash species or varieties, you can replace it and it will not have this problem. Your third option is to protect the tree with insecticide. And that doesn't set well with some people, but then you look at the value of the tree. What's the value of the shade that provides your house? What beauty does that provide to your property? And you may decide it's worth a few $100 every other year to treat this ash tree with insecticide in order to protect it from emerald ash borer.
Now, I saw a note here, too, that this time of the year it's difficult to do the treatments. Is that correct?
It is too late. The treatments that we use either go on the ground to go into the roots and up the tree where it will kill the larvae and the adults that feed on the leaves next June, or we actually drill holes and inject that insecticide into the trunk so that it goes into the trunk, up through the trunk, out into the branches, and out into the leaves next year. In order for that to happen, the tree has to be growing. The leaves have to be there. The leaves have to be growing and using water, calling for nutrients. The materials in the tree must be moving upward. And right now, the materials aren't moving at all inside the tree, or there's still a little bit of downward movement into the roots. So after the leaves start to turn color, it's way too late. It also doesn't work if the tree is standing in dry soil, such as would happen in a drought. So we put all these times that are not the best together, and it turns out April and May are the times you should be using insecticide to control the emerald ash borer or to prevent the emerald ash borer. I should emphasize it's the same treatment. If you don't want emerald ash borer, you use the insecticide ahead of time. If your tree already has emerald ash borer, you use the same insecticide to cure the infestation. But April and May are the best times. We can do it through the summer if moisture is available, but we really like that growth spurt in the spring as the best time for the insecticide to move inside the tree.
Very good. Well, if someone should suspect that they may have some sort of an infestation in their ash trees, so what should they do?
There are lots of resources online. The Extension Office has pamphlets and websites about emerald ash borer. You're looking for dead branches in the top. You're looking for woodpecker flecking. Woodpeckers don't make holes in ash tree bark. They pick the bark off and they throw it on the ground. Or you're looking for loose bark that's coming off with an S-shaped tunnel underneath. Now, again, this is in the top of the tree, so you may have to hire a tree care specialist or an arborist to come give you the best possible answer. But number one, you just keep looking. Number two, you decide, I'm going to go ahead and treat. And so you start calling some tree care companies, you call some arborists, you get on their schedule to be treated next spring. Or you take that middle option and just say, I'm going to replace the tree. Now, that makes sense on a university campus, in a cemetery, in a housing development. We've looked at some golf courses that are 75% ash trees. They can't afford to lose all of them at the same time, so they have started now to a program of replacing some of the ash trees. And Iowa State University is an example of that, where they have thinned the ash herd, the ash population on campus. They have thinned it from 20% of our trees down to 5% of our trees. So we have diversified the environment as a way to protect what we have as a tree resource on campus.
Very good. Well, and I know there's an awful lot of information out there online if folks need some. A lot of that comes through ISU Extension and Outreach.
Exactly. And the easiest website for me to say over the radio is emeraldashborer.info. I wish it were that easy to say the Iowa State website, but if you look at Iowa State University Extension and just put in the word emerald, you'll come up with our information. But if you're looking for an easy website to remember, emeraldashborer.info is the national website with lots of great information.
All right, very good. I wish we didn't have to have this discussion, but it's important stuff to know. Donald Lewis, entomologist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's a pleasure to talk to you.